Well, you're listening to the Monroe Mayoral Debate on KEDM Public Radio. This next question, and actually, Dr. Armstrong, we'd like to start with you and lead to Bishop Riley and Clint to comment on it as well. But Dr. Armstrong, you mentioned that we are looking at this indebtedness here in the city of Monroe and things of that nature. One of the things is, if we're looking at being in such debt, how do you propose that the situation be turned around? What proposals do you have?
Well, it certainly won't be accomplished by a larger government. And it is not fair, it is not morally correct to tax and charge additional fees to the public when we're not managing, when City Hall is not managing the money that we have already. And so as far as indebtedness, what we have to do is we have to look at strategic partnerships, we have to look at smaller government, we have to look at the waste that we have in city government at the present time. And in doing that, in the information that I have at the present time, we can save millions of dollars, and those millions of dollars can be used to secure other bond indebtedness to secure the work. We've made several public records requests, and those requests are not being responded to in some areas, and so. We need to have a very thorough investigation of what the problem is, where the money is, because we're not getting straight answers.
Bishop Riley?
As it relates to the bond indebtedness and also the supposedly $13.9 million surplus, I really have some concerns when it comes to that. Specifically, is there a $13.9 million surplus? I'm concerned about that, because can we write the check for that? And I think that we're doing a smoke and mirror trick on the citizens of Monroe. On top of that, we also are asking our citizens to continue to pay high water rates, and the services that they're receiving are not increasing. We're also asking citizens to pay for street projects, and the services are not increasing, because we still have potholes all over the city of Monroe. Even in the city of Monroe, in Fontana's Alley, we still have a dirt road in 2012. Help me understand, how can we have a $13.9 million surplus and we still have issues like that here in the city of Monroe? And I think if there is a surplus, what we would have to do is reduce that surplus to about $6 to $7 million, which is what's recommended by General Accounting Accepted Principles. And if we do that, we take that additional money and put that into infrastructure projects all across the city of Monroe to make sure.
Mr. Thomas?
As far as our indebtedness, we're $200 million in debt. And me personally, I think that working on our debt is something that's very important. But I think that Monroe will probably never, ever be out of debt totally, because, you know, there's things that we need, and there's and things, infrastructure and stuff like that, it costs money. So we're always going to be having to take loans out unless we want to tax our citizens. And I'm telling you right now that I do not want to – I don't want to raise taxes. So my plan is to work very closely with the city chamber, with our chamber of commerce, I mean, and our city council, and work up a 20-year plan, hopefully, that will eliminate our debt, at least the debt that we have now. Now, in 20 years, we're going to be expected to take on more debt. So I think we should have a cap of how much debt we can have. And $200 million sounds like a perfect number to me. So I think we need to pay off our debt before we go into any serious multi-million-dollar projects that we have to pay out ourselves. Also, we have the federal government. I will be talking to them, trying to get them to pay as much stuff as they will allow us to get. And pretty much, just getting out of debt is important to me, and I will be working on a plan.
All right, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Amrith, our next question.
Dr. Armstrong, you have mentioned that the mayor doesn't have a long-term drainage plan. I'd like to hear actually from all of you, what specific plans do you have for the long term to address drainage issues in Monroe?
John, you to start?
Yes, please.
The mayor does not have a long-range drainage plan. We can go back to December issue of the New Star when he said that. But at the last city council meeting, Tom Janway said, not only do we not have a drainage plan, but we don't have the money to fund it if we did have one. and that's a problem. And so your other question was, how are you going to fix it?
What is your long-term plan?
Well, you can't let the people's houses flood. You just cannot do that. That has to have a real priority issue. And how are you going to fix that? It's not unusual. In fact, it's very common for cities to have a bonded indebtedness. But the problem that we have right now is the bonds have been taken out, the money has been spent, and we don't have the money to finish the job. And so where are we going to get that? Smaller government can accomplish that. There are millions of dollars that can be saved by strategic partnerships, as I talked about, by reducing the size of government. For example, the executive budget has doubled in the last 4 years. We can start right there and save a huge amount of money in just cutting the executive budget and some of the other things that can be done. So we can raise the money because when you borrow money, you have to have a source to pay it back. We can develop that source by a smaller government.
Mr. Riley?
When it comes to the long-term drainage plan, I'll agree with Dr. Armstrong. There is no plan for the city of Monroe. On last Sunday before last, I found myself out delivering sandbags to homes that were being flooded all over Monroe, North Monroe, South Monroe, and East Monroe, which is an indication that there's several things that's happening. There's no plan. Also, the labor force that's held accountable for that, they're not being held accountable for those drainage, for draining and also making sure there's no flooding that takes place. How we eliminate this, one is we may have to go into additional debt to make this work. How we pay for that? Over a 20-year period of time, I'll reduce the budget by 5 to 7% each year in order for us to pay for that. And the first place that we're going to cut is the executive budget. We need to cut about $250,000 out of that budget, which is waste. And then also, we'll also ask the community to get involved and make sure they clean their ditches out, and we'll make sure we have employees that are assigned to those particular pump stations when it does rain or when it's a prediction of raining. And then also we need to have crews that are going to clean out the ditches and help there. And then there's going to be some people who want to actually have ditches covered. We're going to create a program where we can actually work with those individuals, those homeowners who want to have ditches covered in their particular, in front of their property.
Mr. Thomas?
I think that the ditches covered is important thing to say here. And while we're covering these ditches, I think we need to work on a bike path to go right across of it. Now, as far as drainage goes, I think it's important. We got to fix our drainage issues, but I'm going to tell y'all up front that I'm not a drainage expert, and I don't necessarily have a working plan anyway that's going to fix our draining problem. If elected mayor, then I'm going to have to talk to some people that are experts at draining. I think we even had a study on that never got implemented. So, you know, I'd have to look at the study that we did. And hopefully we can fix things in Monroe, because Monroe's been flooding for years. I don't know if we can totally fix it completely, but it's going to take a lot of money. And it's going to take I think that Mr. Riley had some good ideas on that. We got to have people working, cleaning out our ditches and stuff like that, you know, because really that's the only workable plan we have right now is our employees, besides spending millions and millions in order to replace everything.
Thanks.
But I think if we're going to spend millions and millions to replace everything, we need to think about putting a bike route in place. And a bike route, to me, is just sidewalks.
Thank you,
I think we need more sidewalks.